Did you get pooped on?
Yeah.
From above?
She was sitting on me.
Oh, that's what you get.
Chickens fart.
Chickens fart?
I heard it.
Well, I would assume chickens fart.
It just went...
Oh, gross.
Just from here to there.
It's on your knee.
Down.
This is our living with Luke and Andy.
And Alex!
This is our living.
Speaking of chickens...
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to hear this?
Do you want to be part of this chicken conversation?
Yeah, Becky, you want to... Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, so...
All right, let's just preface it by... I have a girlfriend who begged me for months and months. I want a dog, I want a dog. Well, first, I want a baby. And I'm like, well, we just bought a house. Your mom lives with us still. Let's just kind of pump the brakes a minute. We'll get our feet underneath of us, and then we'll start talking about a baby. And she's like, what about a dog? Because she stays at home, so I'm like, okay, a dog would bring a lot of, you know...
Some
company,
sort of yeah.
She can take care of it, teach it tricks and learn new stuff and stuff. And I'm like, that dog's a lot of responsibility. We travel far too often than I'd like, and I don't want to have to take a dog everywhere I go with me.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to kennel it. I don't want to have to ask people like Joe or Eric to watch my dog because I know how much they hate it. So I'm just like, let's pump the brakes on that for a little bit. And she's like, well, what about? And then so I went to a steel conference in Reno. And
the last
we talked about it. We're gonna hold off on a dog. I go to that Reno conference and I'm in the conference and I call her when I get done and I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I did a thing. I'm like, what did you do? I'm like, she's like, I got something. I'm like, did you get a fucking dog? She's like, no, it's not a dog. I'm like, is it?
She's like, I'll murder it.
Is it something that lives? She's like, yeah. I'm like, it better be a fucking fish. And she's like, I got some ducks. I'm like, fucking what? You got ducks? And so I come home, and there's fucking three ducklings in my kitchen, like in a little barrel. I'm like, no, I do not leave the fucking house. You get these three ducks without talking to me about it. That is not happening.
Yeah.
So she's like, I know, I fucked up. It was an impulse thing. It just happened. I didn't know what happened.
Do you know how much work goes into getting ducklings?
And then what happens after they are ducklings, right? What happens was when they turn into full-grown ducks, then what? Like, we live in a fucking neighborhood. We can't just have fucking run around. We don't live on a farm. Like,
ducks are actually pretty chill. They just hang out.
I don't care enough. Don't do anything without talking to me about it first. So I was like, no.
Right.
And I didn't tell her to get rid of them, right? I was like, whatever. I'm pissed. I just got back from driving from Reno. I did this conference this morning. I'm tired. I don't want to fucking talk about it. I'm going to bed. I think she felt super guilty. I think she knew she fucked up. And so the next day, she's like, I have someone who wants the ducks, and they'll come pick them up. I said, okay, that's probably the best fucking decision to happen.
Before we have duck for dinner.
Yeah. And then we got into a big serious conversation about, like, she fucked up, and she's not going to do any decisions without talking to me. So then a few weeks went by. She's like, well, okay, what about chickens? I'm like, what about them? And she's like, well, I want to get some instead of ducks. And
yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. I'm like, chickens, I'm like, they're... And I was thinking like a little chicken coop, right? Just like the typical size of a chicken coop is about 3-4 feet. I'm like, we have a fucking pretty big backyard. That's not that bad of an idea. Like if you get 3 or 4 chickens, whatever, that's not that bad.
Right.
Chickens, you know, usually don't live that long. They're not that high of maintenance. You can go on vacation for the weekend as long as they got food and water and a protective place to live. They're golden. So
yeah.
I'm like, that's not that bad of an idea. It's less than a dog. It's not going to be as expensive or as, you know, much of a situation. So I'm like, okay, we'll get 3 chickens, right? So she got her chickens. And so her 3 chickens turned into 11, right? So those 11 chickens, because she had to order online because the ones she wanted weren't here in Elko. And so she had to order online. The minimum order for that was 10, right? And so they send an extra one just in case one dies.
Oh,
so I end up with 11 little chicks in my house. And I'm like, okay. And so we're like, we don't have a coop, and coops are fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just build one. We have an old shitty shed in the backyard that we can convert into a coop. It'll be perfectly fine. We'll build a little run for them so they can run outside and whatever, because I don't want them running all around my yard, being free range and getting stuck somewhere or something.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, we'll build them a little thing so they can be protected, and that'll be your thing. You take care of them. I'm not fucking doing anything. I'm not helping. I'm not feeding them. I'm not fucking doing anything. They're your thing. Take care of it. We'll do that. I agree to that. So she ordered them up, had 11 little chickens, and then chickens grow fucking fast, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we have 11 chickens in, like, a big, like, tote container,
mm-hmm.
and they're outgrowing that tote container, so we had to, like, build, like, a big-ass fucking box. And so I had chickens in my house for 6 weeks. Now they're outside. We built them a big old run. We built them a big coop. Now they're living their best life. We got rid of the... And so our original three we agreed on, we now have five. So she has her five chickens. They have their protective place to live. That's her thing.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, you won. I mean, if you guys started off with the whole talk of babies.
Oh, there's still talks of babies.
Right.
Now more than ever. Now she's like teaming up with Banning, and Banning's like, when can I have a sister? Oh, I'm like, don't fucking talk to me about it. So yeah, she got her chickens, and I showed you guys my coop today and what I did to help build it.
How do you feel about the chickens? You think it's a good idea now?
Like I said, we have a big backyard. But like I said, say we move in 2 years. What do we do with the chickens? We have to find a house that can contain chickens, and like you have to think about them as like a
part of the
family. I have her kid, possibly her mother still, our two cats, and now I have five chickens that I have to like follow along behind me. So I have to,
sounds like a sitcom.
Right. Yeah. I have to think about that behind me. So it's fine. It gives her something to do. She loves it. She's all excited about it. She goes out there and like hangs out with them, read some bedtime stories, and
I'm worried about that.
Yeah,
right. She's talking about bringing them inside and putting fucking masks as diapers or something. And so, it gives her something to do. She enjoys it. Like I said, it's not a baby or a dog, so I guess it's. Did I win? I now have a 280 square foot.
How much time and effort you put in?
How much money I put in? You know how much fucking expensive that is back there? It's like $900 for everything back there, and we're not done yet.
God.
And just like every weekend, we gotta work on the coop. We gotta do this. We gotta do this. And if I can protect this, we gotta do this. I'm like, every weekend I've had for the last 3 months has been fucking building or buying or preparing. Mm-hmm. And so, but whatever. She's happy. Happy wife, happy life. Is that the fucking what they
say?
There
you go, yeah.
So I haven't gotten to the point where I want to kill them yet, but.
You might.
Now,
or they might kill themselves.
My family's track record with chickens has not been that good. So my mom grew up, she's from the South, from Tennessee, I believe. And she grew up.
You don't
up,
even know where your mom's born?
Right.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Do you know your mom's birthday?
Yeah, it's Monday.
We'll ask her on her birthday where she was born.
Yeah,
for Mother's Day, ask her.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. So
Mother's
Day.
Well, she's actually, like, never really told me. She just told me she grew up in the South and then moved. But, yeah, so. She grew up on a ranch. My grandfather trained racehorses and shit like that. And so she's always had animals and chickens and horses and what have you. And so this was, I'd say, freshman, sophomore year of high school maybe. She's like, she told my dad, I want to get chickens. She wanted chickens for a long time. So my dad's like, all right, like, we finally got enough stuff done around the house. Let's move on to another project. Let's get chickens. So my mom went and bought, I think it was like five chicks from Cow Ranch. You know, she's like, I don't care what kind. I just want chickens. And my dad was like, cool, you know, we'll have eggs as well. So I bought the chickens, bought a coop, set it up next to our fence, and my mom wanted eggs. That was a big thing. You know, as soon as they produce eggs, like, they're viable. Cool.
Right, and that's also why I'm on board with it, because I'm like, okay, not that I love eggs, I'm just a big egg guy, but it's
like fresh eggs is cool.
Yeah, cool. I mean, at some point, they're a resource for eggs.
Right.
You have to wait 6 to 8 months, but whatever.
Yeah. And so, you know, waiting on eggs, and we bought them sometime in the fall. I'd say probably in the spring, because that, you know, few months it takes, whatever. So now it's getting into winter, and it's getting real cold, and my mom goes out there and feeds them and waters them in the morning, and she comes back in one day with eggs in her hands. They were frozen, but she had eggs. She's like, they finally gave eggs. Like, I just went to feed them before I went to work, and like, I put a heat lamp out there, and like, I'm making them all warm, so that way if they lay any more, we'll have the eggs. So she put the eggs in a bag, put them in the freezer, was super happy, went off to work. My dad was working nights, my sister was off doing whatever, and my brother's at work as well. And so I'm sitting in the living room watching TV and just banging on the door, banging. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I get up and run, go to the door, because I'm like trying to quiet it down because my dad's trying to sleep because he has nights. I swing the door open, it's the neighbor kid. Your chicken coop's on fire!
Oh.
And I'm just like, son of a bitch, I don't know what to do. So then I burst into my dad's room. Hey, Dad, the chicken coop's on fire. So he wakes up. We go outside. It's a foot of snow outside. So the water hose is frozen, so we can't put it out.
Oh, no.
The neighbor kid has a T-post. Yeah, we're throwing snow on it pretty much. The neighbor kid has a T-post trying to fucking hit the coop open, but he hits it so hard it tips it over.
Oh, no.
And pretty much crushes all the chickens inside. Now, the chicken coop's on fire. Our fence is catching on fire because it was right next to it.
Right.
One chicken bolts out of there, starts running away, and we're just like, what the fuck is happening? And so we just hear like, ah, nah! Dude, they're screaming.
That's so sad.
And so Fire department shows up, the whole nine yards. We deal with that. We catch the last chicken that got out. Like I said,
the one chicken that got away.
He looked like the chicken you have in there. That's why his name was Reuben. And put him in a dog kennel. Wait for my mom to get home. My dad calls into work.
She has no idea. She's like, oh, I love my chickens gave me eggs. I can't wait to go home.
No idea. She's super excited, right? Oh, my God. So when she gets home, it's pitch black. So she can't see the carnage that's outside. And so she gets inside, and we had ordered pizza and stuff like that for dinner. And we don't want to make any dinner. Like, my dad called in. Everyone's home. And so mom shows up. She's like, how are my chickens? We're like, oof.
You need to sit down.
Yeah, so we sit her down. We tell her what happened. She's like, well, like, what happened? We go, well, there was a heat lamp in there. There was also hay. And it was really, really close. So
Mom,
she's like,
you killed the chicken.
Oh, my God, I put the heat lamp in there. And so she loses it, man.
How many chickens did you guys
I think we had died? Like five or six.
Okay, so five of them died.
Yeah, so five of them died. Oh. We had one left. My fucking dumbass brother, like, we're eating. And my brother goes, do you want a chicken wing? And she starts crying. He goes, he just sets it down. And we're like, Tomas, shut the hell up. Like, what are you thinking? So then we tell her, like,
chicken in this house.
Yeah. So then we tell her, like, well, we caught one. He's singed up. He's not looking too good. We can either take him to the vet, get him nursed back to health, and, you know, continue. Or we can open the cage. He can run off, do what he needs to do. He can go die. Coyotes can get him. We can just let him go do what he wants to do. She's like, open the cage, let him go. Well, we opened the cage, and he was pretty big at that point. And so, like, he had his crest and his little gobble, whatever you want to call it. Though both of those burnt all the way off. Beak snapped in half on the top.
Oh, my God. You should have just cracked
missing,
his neck.
Missing two toes in total.
Oh, my God.
All of his wings, all of his feathers, gone.
Just a charred fuck.
Just a charred chicken. And so we opened the cage, let him go. Fucker lives for 6 more months.
Oh, my God.
Through the winter, we throw out feed for him. He comes and eats. We named
so
him Reuben.
Just left him
be. He was a free range chicken.
Huh.
He was a rooster. Did
what
he
wanted.
Nowhere
to live.
He lived under an overturned tub that we had, or an overturned wheelbarrow. Built his own little nest in there. And so yeah, he lived for a long time, and got attacked by 3 dogs. Survived every single one. This chicken survived.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
And, like, yeah, we'd feed him hay, and or we'd feed him,
worse.
You know, grains and whatnot, and named him Reuben. He'd just roam around and live through the rest of the winter, through the spring. And my brother's girlfriend at the time was like, hey, my mom has 11 hens that she doesn't want anymore. Like, they just started laying eggs. We have the coop. Like, we'll bring it all over if you want. So my mom's like, hell yeah. So they brought the coop, built this badass chicken coop, put Reuben in there. They stomped Reuben out in 3 days.
Oh, my God.
I walk in there on the third day. He's fucking flat in the middle of the coop. These bitches stomped him out, dude.
Just murdered him.
And I'm just like, son of a bitch,
his
man.
His whole life.
He just had an awful life, man, from top to fucking bottom.
This is the worst but funniest thing. Like,
my God.
Survived dogs, survived a fire.
And so, yeah, I had to go
his
in and tell my mom.
Murdered him.
Like, hey. These bitches just ended him. And so we had to go out there and scoop him up, bury him.
You buried, that's a good thing, you buried him.
Yeah, I mean, what
yeah,
are we going
to
do? Cremate him? It's already tried boiling, it's not going to work. And so, yeah. And then those 11 hens lived for a long time, got a lot of eggs, and then just stopped putting out one day. And so my dad called his Mexican buddy, and he came over, threw them all 11 into like a little 2x3 dog crate, and was like, we're going to have chicken tonight, and drove home. So, the chicken coop is no longer a chicken coop. It is a side-by-side holder. And so, my mom wants chickens again one day.
Just tell her no.
Dude.
Forget Reuben, Mom.
Yeah.
Love of Reuben.
God. Yeah, for some reason, Alex's family has, like, the worst luck.
Speaking of which,
they're
going to put Creed down.
Are they really?
Yeah, he has arthritis.
How old is he?
Fuck. I don't
he's
know.
He's not even that old, man.
At least 6, I'd say. Little blue nose pity that my sister got, and real nice dog, but he has real bad arthritis in his joints, so he can't move. He has to take 2 pain pills in the morning, 2 at night, and like he's just gotten to the point where he just doesn't listen because he just doesn't care anymore because he's hurting so bad. And so like he took off against toward the neighbor's house, but he's a dumb dog, and he didn't notice the fence and ran into the fence so hard his nose started to bleed. Yeah, and so they're gonna have to unfortunately put him down soon. Yeah.
How dumb are animals running into fences? Like, what? My cat, when she gets outside, she's fucking frantic. She's very panicky. But she wants to live outside, right? She's a strictly indoor cat because all she does is fucking take off, and I don't know what to do if she takes off. Mm-hmm. So
leave her.
Yeah, right. I would be devastated. So, all the time I'm outside, she's always at a window. Like, well, I'm wide outside. Let me outside. So sometimes I let her out in the backyard, and she's kind of like all fucking frantic.
Weird, yeah.
And so sometimes when the front door's open, she books it. And so one night I was changing. It was decorating for Christmas with my ultimate Christmas display. And I got the light bulbs that change colors and shit. So I was installing it. I'm inside of my Wi-Fi trying to fucking, you know, sync it all up and all that Bluetooth shit. And the door was just cracked. And I was right there. So I'm like, you're not going to fucking get out on my watch. And then for some reason, Becky's like, come here for a second. She's upstairs. So I thought I shut the door all the way, but I must not have. And I go up there and I talk to her. I'm like, whatever. And I come back down and I see the doors open. I'm like, fuck. And so I know she got out. And so I'm looking outside, and I'm running. I see her, and it's pitch black outside. She's running up and down the street, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And so I'm chasing her, and she runs into this guy's yard over here. So I run over there, and she's haul assing, probably the fastest I've ever seen a cat run in my life, as fast as she possibly can, right into this fucking fence. Just as fast, and I'm watching it happen. I'm like, grab out here, and she's running as fast as she possibly fucking can. Just full speed into this fucking fence.
This is right here.
Yeah, just fucking face first into the fence. Oh. And she fucking all like panicking. So now she's like,
back inside.
Now she's already panicking. Now she just fucking mutilated her fucking face. And she's all fucked up. And I finally get her in the house. And she's all fucking all crazy. Dizzy, and I'm like, what are you doing, you idiot?
That's so funny.
My buddy's cats, he has two cats. John. He has Q and Cheeto. They're the two cats' names. And for a long time, they couldn't leave him alone because they would fight, two males, I think. And couldn't leave him alone. You always had to be with them. And so that was really annoying. But now they're getting along. So much to the point, they clawed open the bottom of the couch. Both of them. Climbed inside and shit and pissed inside of the couch. And John was furious.
Really?
Had to like flip it over, clean all the shit and piss out because it just reeked.
Wasn't it? What Rottweiler was it that shit on?
Oh, so we had my family's dog is a Rottweiler, German Rottweiler. We love him. And my dad's buddy had a German Rottweiler, a beautiful dog named Tyson, that he just couldn't keep anymore. And so my dad's like, yeah, we'll take him. So we took him, and within like 2 days, we had him in a dog cage inside just to let him get acclimated to us and whatnot. And fucking strong dog. We left for school, got home, he had busted the cage apart.
No.
Went down the hallway, and I had a buddy staying over, and he was, because his dad was out of town, and his parents knew mine somehow, and so he was staying at the house, and he had a bed on my floor. Tyson broke out of the cage, sprinted down the hallway, jumped through my bedroom door, because it was closed. Oh, jumped fucking through it, left a big ass hole.
Like the dog in the sand lot.
And then took a shit on that kid's pillow. Perfectly in the center of his pillow, just as a big F you,
yeah.
And then went back and laid by his cage. It's like, what an asshole, man.
Oh, God.
Animals are fucking weird.
Dude, for real.
Yeah, my cat, for whatever reason, I've owned her for, I think, 8 years now. For the first five and a half years of my life, I lived with her alone, essentially. And she threw up twice, maybe, in that 5 years, twice. And it was because probably she ate too fast or it was a hairball or whatever. But she only threw up twice. Since I've been dating Becky for the last 3 years now, she throws up almost every single day.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And she's
just... This is just a weird cat.
And
too.
It's just like, what the fuck anxious. Is happening?
Yeah.
That I have her for 5 years and she throws up twice. Now that I'm dating you and your cat, like, what did your cat give my cat that now...
Is your cat roofing my cat?
Right.
What happens when we're gone?
Right.
We don't see, yeah.
And, like, you can rile up Becky's cat and just rile her up and get her all fucking antsy. And then the first thing she does is seek out my cat and attack the fuck out of her. And that's the thing. Like, or she has to take her medicine. So we have to pin her down and, like, give her medicine. And she's all fucking jacked. And she, there she is. And she fucking just bolts for her. I'm like, leave my fucking... And my cat's like, I'll play with you. But my cat's a giant pussy. Becky's cat is like a hood cat.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, like, she doesn't have her front claws. So she's not, like, dangerous to anybody.
Right.
But Jess, she has all her claws and stuff, so Jess could fight back and whoop this cat's ass. Like, Jess is twice the size of this other cat and has her full claws. Mm-hmm. She could whoop that ass. But my cat's a giant pussy and just takes a beating every day.
Oh, my goodness.
But she could be there sleeping in her bed, and Lacey will fucking find her. And fucking start bopping her on the fucking head. I'm like, what did you do to deserve? Like, stop. Like, it's a shit show. So sometimes we get out, we're making the bed, you know, and cats fucking love when people make the bed. They're all fucking...
Yeah.
Lacey gets all crazy and gets all... And so we rile her up. And like, she's like, Jess. And Jess is like laying over there watching us. And she fucking just jumps on her. I'm like...
Well, I think we know why Jess pukes twice a day.
Yeah, she's fucking just anxious.
She's just so much anxiety. She's just like, oh, God. When's like, it coming?
His dad's gone all day at work. I'm home with mom and this other fucking cat. Any moment I can get fucking pounced on. When I come home, she's like, Dad, you're here. Fucking help me.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to save the other stories for another time, but
I can tell one or two more depending on which one you want to tell.
Well, we already talked about chickens, you know, being burned alive.
Yeah.
Just run through the, I don't know if it was Tyson. I think it was Tyson. The Tyson saga with Trey's dogs.
Oh, no. So our dogs never fought any of the neighborhood dogs. They just fought each other. But we had a dog up the road named Cooper. Cooper was a dick. Cooper, his owners let him roam. He impregnated like three dogs around the neighborhood.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he was a mutt too. So it's just like our neighbors across the street had two purebred pit bulls, beautiful dogs. Cooper went up there, impregnated the female. Female had babies. They kept one of them, named him Dozer. Dog was short and stocky as a motherfucker. Well, Cooper went up there one day, trying to get back with his old flame. Dozer ripped him apart. Like, fur, bones, everything, all over their yard. They had to put Dozer down. And the dogs were very, very protective of the kids. And so, there was one time, there was a dog that was that lived on the backside of them. So, it was like, we're here, in front of them, Trey's here, and the dog is on the backside of them, and their fence lined up. And so, the dog was just running back and forth and antagonized the pit bulls and whatnot. Well, that dog got through one day, and they started essentially eating it. And so then the dog ran into our yard. We heard what was going on. And so then we see what's going on. And we get out of the house. And the dog's like, okay, this is not my house. So then he starts running back up. Meanwhile, these dogs have shock collars on. So the whole time they're not within 50 feet of their door, they're getting shocked. And so,
not giving
a single fuck. And so we chase them, because Krista's not home, who's Trey's wife. We chased them back up to their house, over the fence, back into the dog's yard. Well, the people were building an addition to their shed.
So this is Cooper's.
No, this is a different family. Cooper's dad, they didn't get another dog. This is just their neighbors.
Huh.
Little German Shepherd mix, whatever. Small dog compared to the pit bulls. Well, they were building an addition to their shed and had post holes. The dog didn't know and fell into a post hole, which was only like 3 foot deep. So it's not like the dog got hurt from that. What it got hurt from is not being able to get out and having two pit bulls on it.
Jesus.
And so
we get to them.
They're biting this dog in this hole. The dog's yipping, dog's yelling. And so I grab the one pit bull and I'm getting shocked by his collar. I pull it back. He has two burn marks in his skin because of the collar.
Oh my God.
And like I can't get him off. And so I grab a 2x4. And I start hitting him on the head with it. Just like, get the fuck off. Get off.
How old were you at this point?
15.
High school, right?
Yeah, 15.
Jesus.
And so, he's not getting off. And I'm not like, kind of tapping. I'm sledgehammering this fucking 2x4 onto his head, dude.
Oh,
whipping it back hard as shit.
Just
and it's
ass.
Not working. So I'm like, okay, I need to do something else. There's another 2x4 with a nail sticking through.
Oh, my.
So I was like, big fucking bet. Grab that, flip it around. Swing it back, nail right into his ass.
Then who's this dog?
The neighbors.
Not yours.
Nope, not our dog. But I was like, he's killing this poor dog.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to save him.
Good.
So yeah, ring it back, nail right into his ass. He yips enough time, and he like is hurt for enough time, and it wasn't like, you know, 6-inch nail. It was like a half an inch, so it barely went in, but enough to hurt him. And so the dog was able to get out and run away. Now the pit bull's fine. He's just like, whoa, hey, like, what's going on, guys?
Sorry, she got a little crazy back there.
So now we got to follow the blood trail of that dog to see where he went and then figure out whose dog it is to tell the owner.
Oh, my God.
And so that dog got put down. Well, they still had two other pit bulls at that time because they got more. And Cooper's family ended up getting another dog years later. And now they have these two pit bulls. I'm probably 18, probably, you know, senior year, whatever. And that dog, for whatever reason, decides it's a good idea to go up there. So he goes up there, not really doing anything. They're all having a good time, but he, like, barks at one of the kids. So now it's fucking game on because the pit bulls are super protective. And so they start, like, trying to fight him. Dog takes off back up to Cooper's yard. One of them chases them, and we all see what's going on. And why the owners are never home for any of this, I'll never know, but it's always us. And so we chase that dog over to his yard, and the pit bull's chasing after him as well. Now they're on that dog's front porch. He's getting torn to shreds. So I have, like, an extension cord, and I'm just I'm using construction equipment like a motherfucker for dogs.
You just want to fight it off this equipment.
Yeah, so I'm just, like, an extension cord thick as shit. I'm whipping this dog like I'm on a plantation in 1863. I'm fucking going for it, dude. And, yeah, finally the dog gets loose. It goes back to its yard, and we're able to pull the dog. I have to use the extension cord to pull that damn dog home. And I never gave the extension cord back.
But, I kept that bitch.
Yeah, and, you know, a couple times Chihuahuas went up there and never came down.
Did they put away or put down those?
Yeah, they put down. They had to. Because, like, dogs once... Lost. Yeah, once a dog gets, like, a taste of blood, it starts to like blood. Right. And so then it just becomes bloodthirsty and you can't keep it. And so...
Didn't your dad kill one of those dogs?
Nope.
Isn't there a story out there where you're dead?
My dad killed a Chihuahua.
Surprise.
Yeah, so we had a Chihuahua named Lexi.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like, Alex, your family does not deserve to have any
what
animals.
What current animals do they have?
Well, they have a Yorkie and the Crete, and that's it.
They had a little horse at one time.
Yeah, we had a miniature horse named Little Joe. And so that's a different story.
Did he burn in a fire?
No, we gave him to a farm. Oh. Not the kind of farm that you tell your kids about. Like, he's at a real farm. But, yeah, we had a Chihuahua named Lexi. He was like, looked like a Doberman pit. Or a Doberman.
Chihuahuas suck anyways.
I love Chihuahuas.
Really? Dude, yeah. I hate Chihuahuas too, but Chula was like not
Chula.
Bad. Lexi sucked.
Yeah, so we had two Chihuahuas, Lexi and Chula. Chula I got when I was like 5, and she died when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And Lexi, just fat little Chihuahua shit.
The worst, like,
hips kept popping out, so she would like limp around everywhere. When my brother and dad went out there to feed her one day, she's like eating, and then she like locks up. And then she just, like, falls over and just starts kicking in a circle, and then she starts foaming at the mouth.
Oh, my God.
So she's having a seizure. And my dad and my brother are like, what do we do? What do we do? And so my dad's like, give me the shovel. My brother throws him the shovel. He just fucking rears back. And boom!
Oh, my God.
My brother's like, what were you doing? Like, that's not what we meant. And so he's... But she didn't die. So he reared back again. Boom! Boom! Dude, and just, yeah... Poor Lexi just got beat the shit out of with a flathead shovel.
She's like, I'm having a seizure. I'm not fucking dead.
I'm not dead. I'm rabies.
Oh, she died after that. That's for sure.
I would hope.
So that was Lexi's end, and then Chula, unfortunately enough, froze to death.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna get so much hate for like they're gonna call PETA.
Yeah, we're gonna have a sweep at your house. PETA's gonna be in your house.
Yeah, so Chula at the time, like I said, was 13 years old, 14 years old. And so she was outside and it just got a little too cold. And she was so old she couldn't take it.
Did she stay outside?
Nah, during the summer she did, just because she didn't like to be inside. And she was getting old that she like started messing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So like we kept her outside to just kind of ease her and whatnot, and then yeah, it just got a little too cold that night, dropped a little under, and yeah, it just sucked because I was at a party getting drunk. My dog's out there freezing to death.
Oh, God, dude, yeah. At least she beat the odds, she made it to
she didn't, yeah, at least she didn't get beat by the shovel.
Catastrophe, fucking thing,
and then
lit on fire, or beat with the shovel.
So, yeah, we had Tyson and Apollo, which were two male German Rottweilers, and they didn't get along, and so we tried to. Like, intermingle them at little points, and they would be fine when no one else was around, but as soon as anyone got around, they both wanted the attention, so they'd fight each other. And so there was one day, Tyson, or Apollo got in Tyson's cage. And with no one around, they were laying together, they were cuddling, they were licking each other, like, everything was fine. And even when someone would go out there, everything was fine. Fucking Dad comes home from work one day, Tyson tore Apollo apart.
Oh my God.
And, yeah, so there's just everything was everywhere. So Dad had to go put Tyson down.
So you lost two dogs in one day.
Lost two dogs in one day. That's not the first time.
Oh my god.
When I was real young, we lived in Southern California. God, I feel like
I'm... Oh my god. There's like fucking 15 animals in the parish.
They all have grisly endings.
Dude, you don't even know. So we had... When we lived in Southern California, because that's where I was born, my family got me a chihuahua named Chiquita. And I loved her. And every morning, I'd take her out to go to the bathroom. Well, we had two German Rottweilers in the backyard for kind of like protection and because we
would
like
If you tell me one of these fucking things eat your goddamn Cholula,
I'm very upset. They eat Chalupa, but no. And our neighbors, because any car that drove by, any person that walked by our Rottweilers would bark because we didn't live in the best neighborhood. And so Baron, who was the male, Lady was the female. Baron was cool. Didn't bother nobody. And Lady was used as a dog fight, like a fighting dog, but was since rehabilitated, but not really. And so they would bark all the time at night, and our neighbors didn't like that. So they would go and undo their gate and let them out at night, hoping that they would run away. So little me, I'm out there taking my dog out to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. She's a puppy chihuahua.
So, yeah, they're still cute.
And kinda. Me and my mom walk out there. She's there using the bathroom. Mom's like, hey, I'm going to go back and grab a rake. We got to rake some stuff up. So I'm like, cool.
You're like 7 years old.
Nope. Younger than when I got Chula. Because this was Chiquita before Chula. So yeah. I think I got, like, I was probably four. Fuck. And I'm watching her. My mom goes back to grab the rake. Here comes Lady and Baron around the corner because our neighbors let them out. And they just, like, boom. Honor. And just start going, dude. And I'm sitting there. I'm just like,
as a four-year-old,
dude. I'm like, Mom, I don't know what to do. And she can't hear me because the dogs are going crazy. So then she finally hears me after the dog's dead. And so she comes running around the corner. She's like, she starts crying immediately. And I'm already crying.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my dad has to come home. Go put Lady and Baron down.
Your dad's come home way too many times to fucking
to put down the table. What fucking animal died today?
We're going to have to put down.
So Chiquita, Lady, and Baron perished that day.
Oh my god.
Dude, these are big dogs. These are big, meaty German
Rottweilers. I'm sure they're not cheap. Like, I'm sure
Like German Rottweilers are expensive. Like, yeah. Even now, it's like $4,000 for a pup.
He's put down four of them.
No, he's put two, three. We had a fourth one die, and then, yeah.
Oh my god.
So you guys have had five...
Yeah, because Lily, who was the latest one, just had to get put down because she had cancer. And that was my favorite one. I got her when I was in probably fifth grade, I think. And so she lived up until 2 years ago. And then she got cancer in her shoulder, and it just took her.
So what animals do you have right now in your house?
Just the Yorkie named Duke and the pit bull named Creed, who's going to get put down soon.
So we're expecting Creed to eat Duke or whatever.
No,
Duke
and Creed don't ever meet because Creed doesn't have a lot of social skills because he was beaten as a puppy, not by us, mind you. he's beaten by. So my sister was dating a dude, some Mexican from here in town.
Jose.
No, Manny. And he was a real wetback, and so he got the dog and like took the dog away from the mother at like 3 weeks old, 4 weeks old, which is way, way, way too early, and then. Had to keep him until it was Christmas for my sister and beat the dog while he had him. So he's
really?
He's all fucked up. Creed's all messed up. And he's at, like, ever since then, he has a lot of health problems, doesn't deal well with a lot of males, doesn't deal
probably
well with people.
Probably why he has arthritis now.
Probably. Yeah. And so, yeah, unfortunately, they're going to have to put him down soon. Had a lot of puppies.
God. I had one puppy one time. Well, one puppy that is noteworthy. He was just like a mutt breed, just some shit dog we rescued from the pound. And we thought he had parvo when he was like a very big puppy. And he like threw up everywhere, like, great, we have to fucking get rid of this dog. Ends up, we took him to the vet, and he was fine, and he was good. And then there was this giant-ass dog next door. I don't know what kind it was, but it wasn't aggressive. But it was fucking, like, okay. This all wide. Horse, yeah. And it was, like, super, like, stout and, like, hairy and stuff. And it was, like, the neighborhood dog. It looked super mean, but it was super nice. And so if you saw it, you're like, oh, fuck, like, hide your kid. Like, this mm-hmm. dog is going to fucking do something. It just looked, had that look to it. And we were next door to it, and my dog would always go out, and they'd hang out or whatever. And, like, oh, they're friendly to each other. And I don't know. I'd come home one day from school, and I'm walking up, and I'm like, oh, there's that dog. That dog's fucking... Is that dog fucking my dog? My dog's a boy dog. My dog's just getting ass right by this giant monster fucking horse dog. And I'm like, hey, Scrappy! Like, what the fuck? So every day, I would get off the bus and come home...
To your dog getting ass
right? My dog just getting, like, dude. Fucking... So I had a gay dog in high school. And so I'd get off the bus and come home. And the girl who lived next door... I'm like, is my dog getting fucked today? I look over, over there, I'm like, fuck! He is! Like, stop! So.
We had a...
That's terrible.
So one of our dogs named Rocky, who was a yellow lab, fucking phenomenal dog. He would, he was a buddy of ours, and then the buddy got into some financial trouble, couldn't keep the dog, so we took him, and we had him down in Southern California, and we moved up here, and... Had him for a long time. We had him on a leash for a long time, and then one day the leash broke, and just never put him back on it. And he roamed the neighborhood, and everybody knew him, and he knew the bus schedule for the kids, at like the elementary kids, and he would walk down to the bus stop, wait for them to get off, and walk each and every one of them home. He'd go all the way down to the end of the road, and then come all the way back up and come home. And yeah, he was a great dog. And yeah, he'd go up to the house with the Rottweiler or the pit bulls, no problems. Go up there and bullshit with them for a while, and then come on back down. And if they would have killed Rocky, I would have gone up there. But luckily, right. They didn't. And yeah, everybody, like another gentleman that lived down the road, he had a female yellow lab, and so he would walk with them and all the way around the parkway in the trailer section, walk with them, no leash, just standing by all the way around, and come back and come sit back down. He was a great dog, and he just died from old age. And he needed a gruesome death, luckily.
Thank God, yeah.
Is this it? You grab a miter saw from some construction site and fucking take it to fucking some other dog.
Yeah, the amount of animals that have died on that street, dude.
We had a horse die. Victoria, Victoria had a horse and then got colic.
Really?
Yeah.
She was young?
Yeah. We had just moved up there not too long after that. She got a horse and she died. Got colic.
I've never had a pet die.
Really?
Well, I mean, of old age. I mean, yeah. It's just
they're all still alive. They're my parents.
Well, I mean, and I don't ever remember. Like,
it wasn't like a devastating
thing. Yeah, well, I remember one time we had a cat show up at our house. And we're like, well, I don't know who this fucking cat is. It's a stray cat. We'll get you some food. You're looking pretty skinny. We'll feed you. And it just kind of kept hanging around our house. So everyone thought it was our cat because it was always at our house. But we're like, no, it's not our fucking cat. And one night I got hit by a car. And the guy's like, oh, I see this cat at your house all the time. So he left the cat in the house. And it's all fucking bloody and shit. I look down the hallway, I see this bloody ass cat like crawling along the fucking wall. It's like a blood trail on the wall. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Go back to bed. I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, I mean, all my animals, like we got two dachshunds when I was in high school. They're still alive.
Yeah.
But I mean, besides, like, we had a cat, we had the gay dog who died of old age. We had an old cat back in the day who, I don't know what happened. I mean,
disappeared.
I think it was old as shit. After we lost her for like 2 years, I felt like 2 years, and it was like we lost our cat. It's gone. We got ate by coyotes or something.
And it came back.
But it was in the fucking garage, like stuck. And its like leg was all fucked up, and it had like a surgery on its leg. It was stuck behind a crate. Like we had a big Christmas crate where we put all our Christmas supplies and our tree and stuff. And it was like got behind there one day, and we heard a cat in the garage. What the fuck is that? Pull it out. It's our cat. It's been gone for so long.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. And that cat got old as shit, and I think we took it to bed and got it put down. But I mean, other than that, I've been lucky enough to have, I mean, I'm going to knock on the fucking wood right here that nothing happens to...
How old's Jess now?
I think she's like 8 or 9. I found her. That's how... It's weird how I found her. We lived in the Monte Carlo... We lived in the Sagecrest Apartments, and it was me, Eric Huckabee, and Cody all lived there. And I had my window was on the front side where the parking lot was. And every night around when it got dark, 7, 8 o'clock at night, we'd hear like this fucking little kitten just screaming and screaming. Like, what the fuck? This annoying ass cat.
Yeah.
And it went on for like a week. We're like, oh my God. And Eric's room was right next to mine. I'm like, dude, do you hear this fucking cat? Like this kitten? It sounds like a little kitten just like crying. I'm like, did you hear? He said, yeah, it's been bothering me for like the last month or last week. I'm like, let's go fucking, maybe it might be stuck or it might be hurt. Let's go find it. So we go down there and there's this little ass kitten just stuck in this fucking bush. I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking, it might be hurt. Like, so we get it. And I should have known that once we got it unstuck from the bush, it took off.
Right.
So like, let's fucking get this cat. Let's you know. So we get it and we get it back to the house, and it's just like all this skittish, rude ass bitch cat.
Yeah.
And just the most annoying ass meow you've ever heard in your life. 9 years later, she's trying to get outside, running into the fucking fences and shit.
Yo, I gotta get back to my roots.
Yeah, she's just like, I wanted to be an outside cat. I was stuck. You let me go. I don't want to be house. I don't want to have a home. Like, I could have taken her from her family. Like, she could have had a whole family, you know?
She could have had a whole other life.
But me, like, Eric, and Cody, like, oh, look at us. We're these men. Let's get a new cat. Like,
just
her family's, dude, like, right there. We're like, hey, later.
Yeah. Like, kidnapping.
That's why she's a bitch. It's because she's fucking resentful and just pissing me her whole life.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think about that all the time. Becky brings it up. She's like, she could have had her family there. I'm like, oh, you're right.
I'm a piece of shit, and I get it.
I'm your family now. She doesn't love anybody. Yeah. She just wants outdoors. She doesn't want to be contained. Maybe I just open the front door.
There you go.
She'll go find her family that's not there anymore.
Right. And I'm like, the Sagecrest, like, I know Dan and Dave worked for the Sagecrest, and they would trap cats and go take them to the vet. They're going to be put down by now. So had we not done that, she'd probably be dead by now, so...
That is true.
Worth it.
Better than what your dad used to do to cats.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, you guys all, like, especially Alex's family, I didn't realize how many fucking animals you guys had. But, like, my dad, like, he can't stand animals. But he grew up on and worked on a dairy farm. And so he's seen, like, the grisly sides of, like, you know, like, the end of animals' lives. And I remember one time he was telling us a story about... they had a bunch of, you know, barn cats or whatever, and they had to get rid of them. And so him and I think another guy that worked for Larry on the farm, they just went in there. And I'd have to, like, because I was like 8 or 9, we told me.
Which is way too early for this story.
I know. But he would just grab the cats by the tails and just sling them against the wall until they died. And I was just like, oh my God, Dad. He's like, oh yeah. You, like, we were painting the walls with those cats.
What the fuck? Dude, that reminds me of Cody and Preston and Dylan and those fuck faces. Cody's cat had kittens, or they stumbled across a handful of kittens for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And this is how I feel they're going to become, like, weird pedophiles or, like, murderers in life.
Zero, yeah.
They had, I think there was, like, 4 or 5 kittens, and they put them all in a backpack, and they drove off to, like, I don't know if you know where, like, the sidewalks are in State Creek.
Yeah.
And
no longer.
Right. Because that's where the school's at right now, or that area. And it was, like, a bunch, it was all shitty, and it was all a bunch of, like, shitty stuff there. And apparently, like, they would just grab a kitten, like a week-old, two-week-old kitten, and just throw it in the air as high as it possibly could go, as far as they could throw it. Fucking come down, fucking smack. Like, they're not dead, right? Then they would, like, grab the backpack, put them all in the backpack, zip it up, grab that backpack. Oh, there's a brick wall, fucking just throw it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Kids are awful.
Dude, and they're not even kids. They're like
young
18, 19 year old men, right? And so.
That's
eventually they put them in a hole or something, and then, like, a grate fell on one of them, and it was, like, fucking switch convulsing, so they had to, like, grab, like, a rock or something and bash their fucking heads. I'm like, something like that. I'm just like, that's...
Yeah, you gotta worry.
Yeah, and it just pisses you off to no end. Like, these are kittens. They're not, like, barn cats or, like, you know, shit like
that. Well, yeah, and it's, like, it's funny or, like, it's not funny. It's not. And especially even, like, Alex's stories, like, it's not awful. Funny, but it's just so funny because it's so awful.
Right, you know? It's just so, like... crazy, you're just like, you can't help but, like, and you feel bad. You feel bad about laughing, right? About the chickens that are literally on fire. It's probably the most stressful thing in the entire world. The saddest fucking death ever.
Yeah.
No escape, except for old Ruben, who fucking got out.
And then got stomped
out. And then,
nothing
you can do, just to burn alive and die. This is terrible, but but for grown ass privileged men to, like,
to purposely, that's the part that pisses me off. You know, and for no reason.
Right.
Like, I guess in my father's case, like, there was a reason, kind of. Like,
right. And it's just like, farm, and it's just like, farm rules are just different. Like, something fucks up my production of something, because at that point, a farm is like, you're looking at your animals as resources, not as pets, right?
Right.
You are a cow providing this.
Yeah.
You are this providing this. And if something fucks that up, I don't give a fuck if it's a cat, a dog, or fucking whatever. They're going to do what they need to do to protect their resources.
Yeah.
But, like, innocent little kittens and your
that aren't
14-year-old or 15, 16, whatever old, they were old enough to know goddamn better than just to fucking
that's fucked up,
abuse these animals.
That was Cody?
It was Cody, yeah.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, me and he's going to grow up to be a fucking pedophile or a goddamn murderer or something.
There was one time me and my brother were going over to my uncle's house to feed his dog or something like that, do something at his house, and we're walking around the side and we hear like a cat meowing like it's hurt. And so we're like, well, we got to find this cat. And so we go out and start looking through the bushes, and it's getting louder and getting louder, and it's a cat that had an arrow through it.
Oh, my God.
And we got to, like, we're like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. That's not what we planned on finding.
Yeah.
And so
what do we do now?
We had to, like, pick it up, and we're like, well, it's 10:30 at night. Like, we're not going to spend the money to go to an emergency vet for this cat. So yeah, we just took it out in the middle of nowhere and just left it.
Yeah.
I was just like, sorry, man. Like, shit luck.
We had a stray cat as well that came by, and I don't know if us kids started feeding it, me and my brothers, or mom did, or what, but because dad was always just against animals, you know.
Don't you have a dog?
We do, but like my dad hates Beckham still to this day.
Where is Beckham?
He's with mom. He's actually at Missy's right now. I dropped him off.
I thought he was with Noah for some reason.
Oh, fuck now. Fuck now.
I thought he was with you at some point.
I wish. Yeah, he's come up to Reno a few times, but yeah, and my dad's like, stop feeding that fucking cat, you know. And eventually, he took it, and it's like the whole, like, yeah, I'm just going to take it to the farm or whatever. And he left with the cat, and didn't come back. And I'm like, I really hope you just let it go, and you didn't fucking murder it.
Paint the wall somewhere with it.